This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, in 2 minutes, we are going to be joined by a wonderful guest. We are speaking to the people from Logos Hope. Now, Logos Hope is the world's largest floating book fair. It remains in each port for about 2 weeks and opens the gangways to thousands of visitors each day. On average, 1 million visitors have been welcomed on board one of their ships every year. And the floating book fair offers over 5,000 titles and is in the Durban port until the 3rd of June 2024, and then they head off to Cape Town. So an international crew and staff of volunteers from around 60 different countries live and work on the ships, devoting one or more years of their lives to serving on board. The ship people promote literacy and education, cross-cultural cooperation and social awareness. Ship teams go into surrounding areas to provide aid and community care, partnering with local community groups to bring hope to people, whatever their circumstances, culture or background. We are joined today by Debbie Huang from Logos Hope. They're from the communication team, and Debbie's going to be telling us all about life on board and the wonderful work that Logos Hope is doing. So, Debbie, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm feeling great. It's another beautiful day in Durban. So grateful to participate in this radio. Nice to meet you, everyone.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you're having a great time in Durban. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up living on a ship?
Yes, my name is Debbie Huang, and I'm from South Korea. And currently, I'm 27 years old. So, before I joined the ship, I was working in the trade office and also involved in church, youth, adults. Working, and suddenly I knew about the ship, and I felt like I want to accumulating my personal story in a very special way, so sharing the love together and also inspire from the so many award out there. So I decided to join the ship at 2022 September. So it's been almost around 20 months so far. And then on board, I'm currently serving in communication department. So as working in the communication manager, in charge of promotions and creating some social media content, and also capturing the beautiful moments with the photographers and videographers on board. Yes.
Yes, wonderful. And so if you can remember, how many places have you been to so far?
Yeah, so far... I've visiting 26 different countries in 20 months.
Okay. That's a lot of places to get to in 20 months. And what are some memorable moments that you've had in those different places?
So for me, I born and raised in South Korea. Yes, I do have some travel around some different countries, but it was always short period of time for like 3 days, 7 days, more about like 2 weeks. But for the ship, with the ship Logos Hope, I had a chance to visit somewhere I've never visited so far, which is Middle East or North Africa or East Europe. Because I've been always visiting, easy to visit the Asian country where I live closely. But the Middle East, for example, Egypt or Jordan, this is the country where I only seen through the documentary or the book in the school. But when I entered the country, it was just like unrealistic. I really enjoyed to get to know the people and their lives there. So I would say my visiting moment in the Egypt, in the Middle East, is one of the highlight sports ever.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we hope that we can add Durban to your highlights.
Of course, I was definitely saying.
Yes. So what are some, you've been doing lots of work in South Africa so far. You know, you've been in Richards Bay, you've been in East London. What are some projects that you have been doing, or Logos Hope has been doing during their time here in South Africa?
Yes. So we are very delighted to come visit South Africa again, because our last visit was 2016, back in almost around 10 year-ish ago. And then when we visit again, and then when we plan for the event, and how can we make some memorable moments again, we plan it and we discuss it for a long time. And one of the goal was to celebrating how the South Africa had a diversity culture, and how are the things are emphasized during these 10 years. We just wanted to embrace the country has a different the culture that they had, and also have some remarkable updates that we had 10 years before, but what can we contribute in 2024 with the new patterning and the new concept of the book fair and the new events? How can we share the knowledge together? How can we share the inspiration together? That was the key theme of this visit. And then so far, we had a different relationship with the different partnerships together, visiting the diverse schools and also the local nonprofit organizations, and also have a chance to visit it where the place we visit before. So at some point it was a good point to see the people whom we met, and then some of the other points it was exciting to meet the new people in South Africa and get to know them, and celebrating how God bless this country so far. Yeah, it was amazing celebration so far.
Oh, wonderful. And so now Logos Hope is described as the world's largest floating book fair, right? So why books? Why is it a library? You know, why not just travel and do the work that you do? Why a library?
Why it should be a library? So in the ship, we pursued one of the core values that the ship has is the knowledge. And we do have a three keywords, which is sharing knowledge, help and hope around the world. And one of the core thing is knowledge, and it could be put with what we do through the book fair. So it's so interesting when you enter the book fair. It's not only some children's books. It's not only certain types of categories. We do have as you introduced already, 5,000 different titles of the books are stocked in over 300,000, which is a lot of amount of books. And then the point of this book is offering the various ranges to the people, because we never know what is the needs of people. We never know what will be the book that they will encounter their life for the in the as a special book. So we prepared as much as the variety of titles so that people can really enjoy and searching the different type of the knowledges. And then the second, the book supposed to be with the rational value of a price so that everyone can easy to access. So one of our goal is, yes, we do have a beautiful resources with the very rational price. And we would like to distribute this knowledge where people can access easily and really enjoy, and really with the comfortable and with the new inspiration. And we believe that the knowledge is necessary for all of us, our life, to transform our new perspective and get some new input in our life, because we cannot really always settle in the same mind or same ideas. We pursue to grow together, develop together, discovering new ideas together. And we emphasize book is the best communication tool to leading people to abundant life. Yeah, so I would say the that's the reason why we prepared all these great books, and also with the floating, in the floating vessel, yes.
Yes, that's wonderful. And now, obviously, living on a ship for so many months, you're away from home, away from family, but it's also just a completely different living experience. So what is it like day-to-day living on a ship?
Yeah, I would say it's something I never experienced in my life in South Korea. In South Korea, when I just compare it, it was open my eyes, work, and then finish the day, just go back to home and resting and walk up again, go to the work and then resting. Yeah, there's something like Korean young people used to live around. But on the ship, can you imagine that the colleagues that you met in the working place is actually the roommates? And also, those people are, when you walk up, you see them first. And before you onto the sleep, so you together, surf together, incursing together, and get out of the comfort zone together. And in this unique environment, we also kind of learn about different cultures, because the people around you will be from 70 different nationalities, 70. So I would say the unique things of the ship life is you will surrounded by little globes. You're surrounded by different cultures and different worldviews, and then get to knowing each other. And for me personally, it's something out of my comfort zone, requires out of my traditions in South Korea, but more about exploring and energy exchanging life will be happen from morning till the end. Yeah, so that's why I want to share the ship life. It's been 20 months, yes.
And now, the whole team are all volunteers. So how could young people get involved who want to join the team?
Yes. So when you come on board, you will be pretty shocked, because a lot of crew members are, like just you mentioned, young adults or just graduated from high school, and they decide to dedicate their 1 year or 2 year to sharing knowledge, helping out. Yeah. So when you come over, it will be surprised by many young adults. The crew members kind of, if you are over 18 years old, then you can come and join the ship. And also for the procedure, we always guide them to visit our website, because that's where the place started. We do have a website called gbaships.org or logoshop.org. So that's our organization belongs from. So you can search the procedures through there if you are over the 18 years old.
Wonderful. Yeah, because we've got lots of students here that's, you know, looking for exciting opportunities all the time. So you are leaving Durban very, very soon. But before you do, how can people get in touch? How do we come and see the books? Do you see the ship? How do we come and see you? How can we get in touch? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. So I'm so sad that we're leaving soon, in around three or four more days. I'm grateful. The ship's supposed to be closed today, but yesterday I just got information. The ship is actually open today until the Sunday. And then for the information wise, right now the locals of Durban Port arrangement team is actually very active in their social media, such as like Instagram and the Facebook. So they are daily updating about the bookshop stories, and then also opening hours and the events going on. So if you visit the Logos Hope under by South Africa on the Instagram or the pages, you can also send a message of any questions, or to check it out the new information, even more about our future port schedule as well. So, and then so far we've been blessed by people in Durban. They're so friendly, they're so generous, and we've been visited more than 50,000 people visit our ship. So thank you so much for Durban. And then if you come on the book fair, there's a crew member like me from different countries, people from Albania, people from Korea, people from Latin America. Just, yeah, it's countless. So you can easily connect them in the book fair or iCafe. We do have international cafe. And for the listeners, if you come on board, just meet any crew member and asking, where's Debbie? That's my name. And then I will just come down and see you. I will try to catch up. Like, oh, I was listening to you on the radio. I just wanted to, yeah, hello. And then I will be so happy. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
Yeah, let's see if it can work. Yes. So, yeah, we welcome to meet you in these 3 days.
Wonderful. And then on a personal level, what is next for you? How long are you going to be staying on the ship? What do you see for the future?
So far, I've been I've been staying on board for 20 months, which has come out of my country. And then my commitment, my dedication for this volunteering is 2 years. So I almost have 3 months or 4 months more to go with the ship journey. And when I consider my future, yes, I do have my profession to go back. I can continue what I did. Or, yeah, I can also go back to Korean church and engaging with the young adults. But one different thing that I have, that I aim to go is, I don't want to be a same Debbie after these 2 years. So far in these 20 months, I actually wrote 6 journals. That's not for everyone, but personally, I do love documenting my journey. And I believe that every day there's a different story, a different grace, different episode. So I've been writing down 6 journals and wanted to open that book, not to just accumulating in some bookshelf, but as my life as speaker, I want to just share my own story to the young people in Korea, encourage them to try the new things, don't hesitate about new decisions, and yeah, just to think about different mindset of daily life that we can discover, but not only encouraging to the ship, because I've learned that everywhere I stay can be different if I have a different mindset and different faith. So I wanted to encourage young people in Korea. That is my plan for now.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Debbie, Kamsahamnida. Thank you very much.
Kamsahamnida.
I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And yeah, all the best with everything on board.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, definitely in my 6th journal, Durban is one of really highlights because I met so many people and had so many beautiful connections compared with the other ports. So I really wanted to just borrow this place to thank you everyone, every people in Durban. You are my highlight, one of my highlights. Thank you so much for your love.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. We have been speaking to...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.